Do I regret being MGTOW? I'm making this video mostly for younger guys who might be new to the whole Red Pill MGTOW community. You might be wondering if MGTOW is the right path for you to take in life, or if you will regret it somewhere down the line. After all, the decisions we make today are directly what determines the state of our life tomorrow. Let me start by first reading you the final lines of the Robert Frost poem called The Road Not Taken. Yet, knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. So do I regret being MGTOW? That question implies that we even have a choice to begin with. I'm not sure what percent of my decision to follow this path has been my own, or whether it was just fated in the stars. I've always been an independent person. From the time I was in high school, I remember having this sixth sense that being in a relationship was somehow detrimental to my well-being. Don't get me wrong, I desired women, and I still do. But I'm also observant. I simply need to look around, and I can see that it never ends well. Other than my grandparents' marriage, which I didn't know that many details about, but it seemed on the surface to be a good marriage, I cannot say that I've ever seen even a single marriage in my life that is mutually beneficial for both parties. And usually it's even less beneficial for the man. Let me make it clear that under no circumstance should any man get legally married in the current socio-legal environment. There is absolutely zero benefit for a man to enter into a legal, state-sanctioned contract with a woman. Zero. This has been spoken about ad nauseum by not only me, but countless other MGTOW creators. If you're a religious man like myself, and you insist on having a lifetime relationship with a woman, do it privately, before God, and under no circumstance should you slip into a common law situation, either knowingly or unknowingly. You must be aware of the laws in your state. That being said, I suppose the issue now comes down to whether it's better to avoid women entirely, like a monk, or to continue dabbling and playing with fire so that you can fulfill your biological urges for sex and companionship. And that's what I'm referring to in my case. Since my divorce 10 years ago, I have abstained from all relationships with women, casual or committed. I did go on a few dates using online services, and I had some success, but nothing lasted more than a few months. I continued to run into the same behavioral traits over and over. I reaffirmed that women are truly incapable of loving men. We exist as disposable utilities and a form of entertainment for them. During these experiences, I had an odd realization that in order for anything to work out, I would need to knowingly dumb myself down and pretend that I didn't know what I really know. Like I was a child covering his eyes, as if reality would go away as long as he pretends not to see it. This just doesn't work. I suppose some men can accept this, and they will talk about not needing love and how to maintain frame. But the truth is that even the most alpha man will lose some of his frame over time. It's been referred to as death by a thousand concessions. Women eventually will convert you into a beta, whether it's by your own volition or by the state and family law through force. And I cannot accept this. I refuse to participate in this. And since I also don't believe in casual sex due to my moral and religious beliefs, I have chosen a life of celibacy. Some might be critical of my decision to not engage in casual sex, but let me ask you something. Many of you complain that there are no virgins out there anymore, that all women have ridden the proverbial CC. Well, why do you think this is? If you're smashing and dashing, you are contributing to the problem, and you are engaging in hypocrisy. Do you believe that you deserve a woman who has not ridden the CC when you yourself are the CC? I know I might get some pushback here, but as a MGTOW, I aim to live a life of truth and consistency and honor and discipline. and I do not follow trends of what other men are doing. I determine my own mind, in my own mind, what is the best course of action, and I proceed. So getting back to the question at hand, do I regret being MGTOW? The shortest answer is no, I do not. I believe this is the only course of action that I can take, with all factors considered. And if I could go back in time, I would still choose this path again. But I also understand this might not be for everyone. The truth is that life is complicated. Humans are irrational creatures. Men are driven by hormones, as are women. We will do stupid things. It's just a matter of degrees and how often. And we are in a world where, unfortunately or fortunately, a huge part of our instinct, desire, and life energy is directed towards women. This is just a fact. Nobody can deny this. Even if you look at Nikola Tesla or other lifelong bachelors, do you honestly think that they never struggled with their desire for women? And that they never would feel like they had to take breaks, either short or long, from their pursuit of purpose in order to get a little physical satisfaction or companionship? You'd be kidding yourself if you said no. We're human. It's built into us. I say all of this to make a point that no, my life isn't perfect. There are things that would be great if I had a lifelong woman to share it with, no doubt. But I also know that as a whole package, that route makes me less happy. I wish there could be like a buffet type thing where I picked the best of both worlds, but it doesn't really work like that. Maybe for pickup artists it does, or for those who practice rotating short-term relationships, but for me, monk mode is the only way to go. Another thing I'd like to share after a decade of being MGTOW is that slowly you realize that you become detached from society. And by society, I mean popular society. You find that you have less in common with people at work, for example, and you have no interest in watching most things on TV. Why? Because it's all blue pill. It's all, in one way or another, about worshiping women, getting as much wealth as you can so you can be recognized by women, or getting healthy and fit so you can increase your sexual market value to women. Even the movies and sitcoms all center around love interests, and they suggest that that's what it's all about. And the music on the radio, all of it. So it can be kind of a lonely feeling, and it makes you feel isolated. But this is the natural result of being MGTOW. Aside from a few close friends and family, if you're lucky enough to have that, you really are a stranger in a strange land. Interestingly, this is what many of the greatest men in the past have said. Even Jesus said that the birds have nests and the fox have holes, but that he has no place to rest his head. The Bible says that we are in the world, but not of the world. It also tells us to conform not to the ways of the world, but rather to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Going our own way definitely opens up possibilities that we would not have if we lived on the plantation, though. And this is where I can be positive and optimistic. Sharing just a few of my experiences without getting too personal. Several years ago, I returned to school and I completed a degree in a highly transferable trade. I had so much motivation that I finished at the top of my class. Career-wise, this was the best decision I've ever made. Recently, I've decided to learn Spanish. My original goal was to become fluent in 2 years. I'm 9 months in, and I think I'm doing pretty well. Si alguien puede hablar español, deja un comentario en la sección de abajo. I hope to keep studying and to be fluent very soon. Learning a language is way harder than people make it out to be, but it's extremely rewarding, and you feel satisfaction with each small step. Another thing I love about being MGTOW is, and I know this is kind of random, but I can go to sleep whenever I want, and I can wake up whenever I want. Then I can brew some coffee in the morning and sit by the window in total peace with no nagging. This is priceless. At any time, if I feel like I miss the affection of a woman, I remind myself that I have something that a relationship never permits: peace of mind and a quiet house. When it's time for my kids to visit on weekends or vacations, I feel fully charged up and I can be the best dad that I'm capable of. Over the years, I've realized that while I don't see them as much as I would like, when I do see them, I can show them who I really am, and they can respect me for it. It's not like a typical married father who kowtows to his wife and shows his children that he's whipped. When my kids are with me in my house, it's my rules. And it's on my terms, not their mom's. At least they can experience their dad in that setting on the days when they're with me. I honestly think this is better for them than the alternative. Everyone knows that the wife wears the pants in marriages. This is because the state gives them authority, and they use this authority to threaten their husbands into submission. Well, anyway, another good thing is that my kids can see their extended family without their mom trying to sabotage our time together due to jealousy. It's not an ideal situation, but I'm starting to see the silver lining in the cloud. It's about the quality of time and not the quantity of time. When I look to the future, I can say honestly that I don't fear being alone. I'm not afraid of dying alone. I have friends, I have family, I have children. I don't think a woman would be there for me if I ever got unhealthy or suffered a severe injury. I remember in my marriage, the few times that I did get sick, my ex literally got mad at me. She stormed off to her parents' house to complain why I'm such a baby and blah, blah, blah. And another time when I was literally pale gray in my face from vomiting due to a stomach bug, she insisted that I do chores. So yeah, I'm okay growing old and dying alone. I'm not against meeting someone, though, and sharing a private, non-legal relationship situation in the future. But I can tell you that she would have to bring something to the table. The mere presence of a woman is not enough for me. Just as she'd expect me to bring something to the table, this expectation would be reciprocal. And I don't see that many women bringing anything to the table, so it would be unwise for me to wait around or to hold my breath. In conclusion, I don't regret being MGTOW. I see it as the only viable choice, but I won't ever tell anyone how they need to live their lives. With one caveat, never, ever get legally married and never cohabitate. Other than that, it's your life. I hope you've gotten something out of this video, and if you'd like to continue this conversation, leave me a comment below or you can email me.